ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading from the Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita, translation commentary by Srila Prabhupada, Madhya Lila, chapter 20. The Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami. Today's text, 123. Do you do the Bengali responsibly? Or? Yeah?
Okay. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare Janan. Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata Jivara Hoya Gyan. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe.
In the form of the Vedic literature, the spiritual master and the super soul.
Apanare Janan.
Informs about himself.
Krishna,
Lord Krishna,
Mora,
my
Prabhu,
Lord,
Trata,
deliverer,
Jivera,
of the conditioned soul,
Hoi,
there is,
Jnana,
knowledge. Translation, this is Lord Chaitanya continuing to instruct Srila Sanatana Goswami. Translation, the forgetful conditioned soul is educated by Krishna through the Vedic literatures, the realized spiritual master, and the super soul. Through these, he can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is. And he can understand that Lord Krishna is his eternal master and deliverer from the clutches of Maya. In this way, one can acquire real knowledge of his conditioned life and can come to understand how to attain liberation. Please repeat, the forgetful conditioned soul is educated by Krishna through the Vedic literatures, the realized spiritual master, and the super soul. Through these, he can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is. And he can understand that Lord Krishna is his eternal master and deliverer from the clutches of Maya. In this way, one can acquire real knowledge of his conditioned life and can come to understand how to attain liberation. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Being forgetful of his real position, the conditioned soul may take help from Shastra Guru and the super soul within his heart. Krishna is situated within everyone's heart as the super soul. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 18:61,
Ishwarak sarvabhutanam hridesher junatishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantrarudhani mayaya.
Quote, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Close quote. As the Shaktiyavesh avatar, Vyasadev, Krishna teaches the conditioned soul through the Vedic literatures. Krishna externally appears as the spiritual master and trains the conditioned soul to come to Krishna consciousness. When his original consciousness is revived, the conditioned soul is delivered from the material clutches. Thus, a conditioned soul is always helped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in three ways: by the scriptures, the spiritual master, and the super soul within the heart. The Lord is the deliverer of the conditioned soul and is accepted as the Supreme Lord of all living entities. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 18:66, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yashyami ma shuchah. Quote, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Unquote. The same instruction is found throughout all Vedic literatures. Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru act as the representatives of Krishna, and the Krishna consciousness movement is also taking place all over the universe. Whoever takes advantage of this opportunity becomes liberated. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare Janan Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata Jivera Hoy Gyan Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyanan Janashalakaya Chakshurun Viditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master is opening my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Just last night we were talking about Rasa Mandal and his wife very kindly had me over for dinner, and we were talking about how going back to Godhead is a cooperative effort. Prabhupada does quote Sarva Dharman here, and Sarva Dharman is the climactic verse of the Gita. It's actually really the only verse in the Gita in one sense. It's what Krishna is singing or teaching Arjuna just to get him to accept Sarva Dharman. That's really what it's all about. And Krishna says in that verse, he says, Ahang Tvang Sarva Pabhi Bhyo Moksha Yashami. I am the deliverer. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. But how does he do that? Well, this is what the verse is all about. He does it through Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, or here the super soul is identified as being the helper. In the human form of life, we have something called conscience, which is something of a reflection of that. You know, something told me to do that or not to do that. So Krishna is always trying to reach us. The onus, the burden is really on us to open our ears and to hear what he's trying to tell us in so many ways. Just see, as Prabhupada would say, just see how kind Krishna is. We don't want to be with him. We run away. We're all runaways, rebels without a cause. And he still gives us, really, like when people run away, they put notices up in the post office in America, and there's sometimes announcements on the radio if you see so-and-so, and So there's some love there. Please help me get my child back. Or in America, it's usually help me get my dog back. Help me get my kitty cat back. $1,000 reward if you find this cat. You may have a picture of the cat. You know, amazing. So, but this is Krishna. This is the reflection of the Supreme Father, Hung Bija Pradak Pita. He feels, Prabhupada says, he feels very bad that we've left. And we've run away, and we're, as Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj would put it, we're loitering. We're loitering in the material world. Just, you know, languishing, wasting away, doing nothing. Nothing good. Ne'er do well. So Krishna is very kind, and it is a cooperative effort. He does do it. One of the things I brought up last night at the dinner table was how, when I was researching, and I'm still researching, the seminar on Prabhupada, Founder Acharya, I wrote the late, great Gopi Puranadana Thakur, and I said, who is the deliverer? Is it the Diksha Guru? Is it the Founder Acharya? Is it the whole Sampradaya? Is it Krishna? Who actually delivers us? And so he wrote back, He said, well, I'm on a train to Shanghai, and I don't have time to, I don't have my books in front of me, but if you look in the Bhakti Sandarbhas, in the Sandarbhas, you know, by Jiva Goswami, and one is called the Bhakti Sandarbha, you won't see, you can't pin down Jiva Goswami to who the deliverer is. In fact, it's the whole parampara. That's one of the themes of the seminar. It takes a sampradaya to raise a sadhaka. We all need each other. And because Krishna knows that. Just like to glorify Bhishma Dev, after the battle of Kurukshetra, even Krishna himself, by his own will, couldn't convince Yudhisthira to give up his lamentation. Because, as we know, Yudhisthira was so mortified that 640 million people died, that's how he was thinking, to install me as the king? No, this is wrong. Because he's a very saintly person and he was just beside himself with lamentation. So, way after the battle, sometime, many, many days, many weeks, Bhishma was just waiting because he had that boon from his father that he didn't have to leave until he wanted to. So he was waiting for an auspicious moment and he was waiting for Lord Krishna to come back. So they all gathered. You've seen the painting. We have the original painting above the fireplace in the Hawaii temple room. You see over the mantelpiece of the fireplace, you see Grandfather Bhishma lying on this. He's become a pincushion for all these arrows. And he's just like this, speaking to Yudhisthira. And then Krishna's there, and they're all looking very, you know, forlorn. They feel bad that Bhishma's in that condition. But they're also being enlightened. So Bhishma tells him, there's no explanation for this except the inscrutable will of the Supreme. It's the time factor that's approached us all. And who is time? That's Krishna. Kalosmi. This was even famously quoted, this verse, perhaps you know, when the first atomic explosion went off. Who said the, you know who? Yes, Oppenheimer. J. Robert Oppenheimer. When he saw the nuclear blast, you know, in the flash of light in New Mexico, he quoted this verse from the Bhagavad Gita. And that was in 1945. And then 20 years later, Oppenheimer was... And the verse is, time I am, destroyer of the worlds. No. He quoted another verse. He quoted 11:12. He quoted earlier verse from the 11th. He must have been reading Gita. He quoted... it sounds like this in the Gita. Divi Surya Sahasrasya Bhave Yugapadutita Yadibaksad Rishi Sasyad Bhasastasya Mahatmana. If hundreds and thousands of suns rose up at once into the sky, they might resemble the effulgence of that Supreme Person in his universal form. He quoted that verse. And then, 20 years later, he was asked in an interview in 1965 in America about that. About his quoting of the Bhagavad Gita. And Oppenheimer said, actually, I had another verse in mind too. And that's when he said, time I am. Time I am, destroyer of the worlds. So, but I digress. We have lots of help, and this is Krishna's mercy, that we have lots of help, because we need lots of help. It takes a sampradaya to raise a sadhaka. It takes a village to raise a child. It takes a sampradaya to raise a sadhaka. So, maybe that's all I have to say. Let's take a look at it. Any questions so far? We have a Vaigo for you. In the beginning, what? He what? Glorified. Yeah, no, well, it wasn't, so, it was kind of a wonder, I would say. It wasn't so much of a glorification. It was more like, what are we doing? You know, It was like, whoa, what are we releasing on humanity here? So I don't know. He's since passed on. I can't ask him. But it was just, he was just in awe of the energy. Yeah. I don't know if he was a theist, but we know it's simply a spark of Krishna's splendor. Rasa Mandala, your honey. Which, in fact, Prabhupada did at the end. If you caught the end of the purport, the verse is, what is it? Shastra Guru Atma, and it's Paramatma. It's the Vedic literature, the spiritual master, and the Lord in the heart. And then at the end, Srila Prabhupada says, the same instruction is found throughout all Vedic literatures. Shadu, Shastra, and Guru. He goes back to the standard there. Act as the representatives of Krishna, and the Krishna consciousness movement is also taking place, what did he say? All over the universe. Or as Prabhupada once famously said to a devotee in a letter, the devotee was saying how he couldn't get along, he couldn't relate to so many devotees, and he only liked Siddha Sarup. So Prabhupada, he always would, when Prabhupada would answer a question or a letter, he wouldn't simply answer the content, he would answer the intent. So he knew what this person needed to hear. So he said, why you say, so he said, so what did Prabhupada, Siddha Sarup is a good soul. He was acknowledging his affection for Siddha Sarup. But why you say only Siddha Sarup? Remember this letter? This is May 2nd, 1975, to Tushta Krishna in Auckland, Prabhupada. Or maybe he was in Auckland. Siddha Sarup will go back to, and Shyam Sundar is here, he will go back. We will have another ISKCON. This is probably the last thing the person wanted to hear, right? We will have another ISKCON. What is ISKCON? In 1993, Sariputta Prabhu, a whole bunch of elder devotees, went to this... You ever heard of this mystic fellow in Orissa? He reads plates, and he supposedly has a hotline to Lord Jagannath. And one of these mystics. You know, take it for what it's worth. But anyway... one of the devotees, I think it was Gopa Vrindapal Prabhu, asked this seer or mystic, whatever, because Gopa was disturbed about things were going on in ISKCON. So he said, Gopa said, what is ISKCON? Is this the real thing, ISKCON? You know, he couldn't, he was kind of disappointed in the institution. And so the answer came back on these copper plates, something mystical. And so the answer came back, supposedly from Lord Jagannath, take it for what it's worth. You do not know what is ISKCON. ISKCON is not limited to your conception of what it is. You know, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And Prabhupada says here, and the Krishna Consciousness Movement is also taking place all over the universe, because that's what Krishna's business is here in the material world. His business is to try to get us, you know, suffering runaways back home, back to Godhead. So that's the Krishna Consciousness Movement in its broadest sense. And now I've forgotten your... Oh, you were trying to relate Guru Sadhu Shastra to... I haven't had time to think about it. Can you say something? Okay. Other authorities. Yeah. Well, you can see it from both angles, or all different angles. That it's certainly true that the more free we are from bilashita, all other desires, the more we'll actually be able to hear the real voice of the Super Soul. But right from the get-go, in the beginning, when ISKCON started, Prabhupada was always encouraging his raw recruit refugees from, you know, the counterculture For example, when they were, it was the, Prabhupada wanted them to restart back to Godhead. And then Professor Tom Hopkins tells this on a memory. Tom Hopkins says, I was a little bewildered when I would visit this storefront at 22nd Avenue before I met the Swami, because I was meeting, just talking to his followers. And they didn't seem to know what they were talking about, because he was a professor of religion and he knew something, at least academically, about Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And they didn't, they hardly knew anything. And then he said, and then I met Bhaktivedanta Swami, and I realized this is the person that makes the whole thing go. And even though they don't so know so much, that he was actually empowering them. He said, for example, he told them to start a magazine. And they didn't know anything about a magazine except maybe to read one once in a while, pick up a magazine and read it. But Prabhupada said, you can do it. Krishna will help you. So that's really the bottom line. That's what it takes, pure intention. And then that's what Krishna wants. We might be so unqualified in so many ways, but Krishna, Bhava Grahi Janardana, that person, that wonderful person who accepts the essence of our intention, he does help us. He does give us buddhi. And we don't really need anything else, just sincerity, and then the other side of that is, one time Srila Prabhupada said, it's not enough to be sincere, one must also be intelligent. And that comes from the sincerity, and then we actually do receive that spiritual intelligence. Teshang satati yuktanam. To those who are constantly devoted, there's the operative word there, right? Constantly devoted, and who worship me with love, didami buddhi, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So, to get to that, you know, akha, that really single-pointedness, that eye of the bird, I only see the eye of the bird focus, as Arjuna famously said, it takes a lot of help within and without. We need all the help, and we need, for example, going back to the Founder Acharya seminar, one of the themes is how we need everything that Prabhupada gave us. Mainly we need to keep our ear to the ground, like little birds. There's the little bird soul, there's the super soul. We need to keep our ear to the ground of our Founder Acharya's manifest vani. And the more we immerse ourselves in his vani, which is utterly transparent to the big bird, the witness bird, then we begin to wake up and to get it, to understand Krishna. Tatvata janma karma chamidvyam, Prabhupada would say, evang yuviti tatvata. Not superficially, but really deeply, by hearing and by acting on what we hear. Because when we act on what we hear, that reinforces the knowledge. The knowledge becomes realized when we act on what we hear. Yes, Manaji. Until what? about how to associate. And our part in getting this, how do we get the association?
So,
Srila Prabhupada would always encourage us to grow into madhyam. We're trying to become, at least graduate from the neophyte, where I only see Radha Gopinath on the altar. I only see them there, right? Like, yeah, I only see the Lord and the deity. But what does Krishna say in the Gita? This is really,
Yo mam pasyati sarvatra.
What is it?
Sarvam chamai pasyati tasyaham napranasyami sachame napranasyati.
The one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost. Nor is he ever lost to me. So that's uttam. But we at least have to go to madhyam, where we not only see Krishna in the deity, but we do see him in the devotees. We make friends with the devotees. They are our friends. Why? Because they can help us remember Krishna. And it's by serving the devotees that Krishna is pleased. Prabhupada famously quotes in Nectar Devotion, the Adi Purana verse that Rupa Goswami cites, where Krishna says to Arjuna, one who says he's my devotee is not my devotee, but one who says he's a devotee of my devotee, he's my devotee. Because what's our disease? Our disease is that we're so darn proud. You know, we're so darn proud. We don't want to serve, you know, although we're serving every minute anyway. So when we serve someone who's dear to Krishna, servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Anadas, then Krishna is pleased by the fact that we're just relinquishing that false pride, and we're once again in the mood of servant. We don't want any recognition or nadanang najanang nasundaring. So That's what we want. To get there, it does take a lot of help. We need, Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 12192, this is, I quoted this in the seminar, he reminds us, he says this twice. He says there's five, he said, of all the items of executing devotional service, there's 64 items, and then he names five, you know, that are most important. Do you know what they are? Yeah? Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Chanting Hare Krishna? Living in the sacred place? Worshipping the deity? Yeah. Is that it? Now I'm confused. I forget. I thought I knew it, but then I forgot. I think that's it. Is it? Okay, good. Better be, that's the point. Yeah, so that's what we need, to come to that point, because in the Sangha of the Vaishnava, yeah, and so Rupa Goswami, he mentions those, he says Panchanga, and that's what, you know, Prabhupada's morning program is Panchanga, bhakti, it's that very thing. You know, we get all the nutrition, the spiritual nutrition we need by coming to the morning program. All those five most potent, he says, Rupa says, most potent forms of devotional service. And then he repeats himself again. He said, I've said this before because but I'm repeating it because it's so important. So, yeah. And then we were speaking last night also about, even in the Sangha of Vaishnavas, because we're all individuals, because Krishna is the supreme individual, he's raso vaisa, he's the reservoir of all rasas, relationships. He has infinite capacity to relate to all of his energies. We don't. We're infinitesimal. So even in the spiritual world, as Prabhupada said in this one letter we're talking about, don't expect utopia. It's not that everybody can necessarily get along with everybody else. Everybody's trying to serve Krishna, that's why it's Vaikuntha or Golok. But only Krishna is fully capable of relating with all of his energies. So even in a liberated state, we're individuals, and individuals have differences. If we didn't, it would be impersonal. But the difference is that in the spiritual world, there's no difference of opinion about who the greatest is and who we want to serve, and therefore, even if there's rivalry or even envy or intrigue, it's transcendental because Krishna is the center of that. And there's no vicious malice, you know, with malice toward none, you know. Even if there's envy, the envy's like this. Oh, so-and-so has done so nice. Let me do better. I want to please Krishna even better. Yeah. There's a little jealousy there. That person did something so nice. Krishna's so pleased. Now I want to please him better. So it's a never-ending competition and Krishna's always trying to serve the devotees. So let's get back to your question a little bit. So to come to Madhyam, where we recognize who the Supreme is, Krishna, and then we recognize the devotees. We don't just think it's me and Krishna. That's real neophyte, you know, just me and Krishna. All you other people are just nonsense people, just me and the Lord. And then, okay, it's the Lord, the devotees, and then the innocent. Then we share with people who are a little open. And then we avoid people who are just going to bury themselves in aparad if we approach them. We don't want to hurt them, so we're not ready to even hear. They're too, you know, buried in Rajatamagun. We all need to find our Sangha. Remember that last night? So as we sort of grow up and mature in Krishna consciousness by the grace of Guru Sadhu Shastra and the Lord in the heart, we begin to understand what, over time, what our main contribution is. And then we seek out people who also have that focus because they have that aspect of our founder Acharya's mercy, which is all-sided. And they research that aspect, and they get enthused by that aspect. Ayin Gurave Namaha, Ayin Guru Devaya Vidmahe Krishna. They're enthused by that aspect of the foundational master's mission, which they can make a contribution, and they can really understand it, and they, you know, birds of a feather flock together, and then they find other devotees who understand that too. And if they're mature, they also appreciate others' focus. They don't just say that it's all about farms, it's all about books, it's all about deities, it's everything. It's all about Krishna, who likes everything. I was traveling with Satsrup Maharaj once, and we were distributing back to Godheads on a bus party. And so Maharaj had a doubt about what he was doing. He had a doubt that, because Prabhupada had put him in charge of the Dallas Gurukula to supervise it. But then Prabhupada was saying, books are the most important thing. So Satsar Maharaj said, so, what's the most important thing? So Prabhupada said, Krishna's head is important, Krishna's tail is important. Why do you say one thing? You know. So we need to, ultimately, we owe it to ourselves, our spiritual masters, to our foundational spiritual masters, Srila Prabhupada, Shishi Radhago. We owe it to them to really find our main contribution and to find those devotees with whom we can offer that main contribution. And then at the same time, we appreciate others' contribution, and that's called unity in diversity. And that's how Prabhupada said in one letter, the movement will grow. Otherwise, if we can't tolerate difference, then nothing will work. Everything will break. You know, Prabhupada said in this letter, the materialists cannot they cannot accommodate difference, and therefore they make everything zero, void. All right, finish. If they can't have it my way, then it's no way. You know, I can't work with you. So unity in diversity, and as far as, you know, levels of devotees, yes, we're all, what did Prabhupada say in that letter? All of them, the devotees, all of them, are the best people in the world, he was telling this person in the letter. Better than kings, all of them. You should always remember that, because this person was very critical toward the devotees. Because that's how Prabhupada is seeing us. He's seeing us as diamonds in the rough, unripe mangoes. All my disciples are pure devotees. What did he mean? Did he mean we're all completely there? No, but he meant that our intention is to follow. As long as we protect that intention, because we see what happens if we don't protect it, then as the bumper sticker says, my karma ran over my dogma. You ever see that bumper sticker? My karma ran over my dogma. It's a play on two words, car and karma, and dogma and dogs. So unless we deepen, unless we mature in our God consciousness, the momentum of our material desires in this material world will run over superficial, shallow Krishna consciousness. We have to keep moving. We can't let our karma run over our dogma, our superficial Krishna consciousness. You ever seen this t-shirt or bumper sticker? My karma ran over my dogma. It was an admission that I wasn't sincere enough to persevere, and now here I am again, you know, down in the dumps, down and out. Yeah, and we also say in America, even if you're on the right track, if you don't keep moving, sooner or later you're going to get run over. You know, the train's going to run you over. So it's a Hare Krishna movement, and we do have to find our Sangha within the great Sangha of the Vaishnavas. And that takes sincerity, and Krishna helps. He does that. He helps. It takes time. We have to be patient. But we have to keep going for that. And then we get swept up in the upward spiral. Because good desire brings to good association, which brings you to better desire, refines the desire, even better association. It just increases, and it works the other way too. Like that. Vigo. Okay, so I mentioned that Prabhupada said we should have unity and diversity. Right? What was he talking about? That same Srila Prabhupada who said we should have unity and diversity, when he would encounter, you know, speculative philosophies which were promoting impersonalism, voidism, you know, hedonism, he would just become like fire. Why? Because that wasn't true. Those things aren't true. He was, when Prabhupada said unity and diversity, he was talking about how we have to learn how to serve together in diverse ways, because we're all individuals. Within the parameters of what? Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to wake up Arjuna. Arjuna was, yeah, he had another idea, and Krishna didn't tolerate that diversity. You're speaking like a fool. You're speaking learned words. But you're a fool. Because Krishna doesn't want us to be hurt anymore. He doesn't want us to suffer. He feels bad that we're here. So we tolerate real diversity, not the diversity that will hurt us. We're not fools. We're very accommodating within the realm of truth. Now, what's true and what's false, you know, that takes a little intelligence, as Prabhupada would say. So, yeah, we can't take Prabhupada's words and try to understand, Prabhupada would say, and then he would say, try not to misunderstand. We can't take that, we should have unity and diversity, as carte blanche, as a free credit card, a free pass to just accept anything. No, we're not fools. Radha Gopinath have come here to attract us back home, back to Godhead, and we're not going to settle for less. Okay. Yeah, I mean, even, yeah, sure, in the material world even, you know, like, this is the nature of reality. There's a oneness and a difference to anything, and if it's too different, everything's chaotic. And if it's too much the same, it's boring. Right? You can look at your mind. When everything's too much the same, it's boring. And when it's too different, it's like, whoa, what's going on? It's too much chaos. So the absolute, there's a oneness and a difference running through everything. So we have to find that true oneness and difference. Even in the corporate world, you know, they know we've got to be team players, but we know we're all individuals. But ultimately, their agenda is sense gratification, which is self-destructive, self-defeating. So we have to apply unity and diversity in terms of serving Krishna. And I may not be able to relate to so-and-so the way they're thinking, feeling, willing, but somehow, look at the results they're getting. Krishna's pleased by that. I don't think I could ever relate to that person. Right? And they're just thinking the same thing about me. But if we're Krishna conscious, we appreciate that Krishna appreciates. And that's, in Nectar Devotion you'll find this, I forget where it is now. Yudhisthira Maharaj is glorifying Prahlad Maharaj in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And then Rupa Goswami comments that this is a devotee. The devotee appreciates other devotees. He not appreciates. And if somebody's, you know, in a less fortunate place on the bhakti marg, then what does the madhyam do? He helps the person. Helps the person. And if we don't help, then we're committing aparadha, actually, if we neglect. It's the sin of omission. We have to. In this Bhakti Sadachar course I mentioned the other morning when Madhuji was giving class, Bhakti Brihad Bhagwat Maharaj does this exercise where he says, I want two volunteers, and he calls up two young men, and then he says to one of them, okay, fall down. So the guy falls on the floor. And then he tells the other guy, pick him up. Okay. And this goes on and on. You know, it goes on for 9, 10 times. Fall down. Pick him up. Fall down. And then finally Maharaj turns to us and he says, should he keep picking him up? Should he keep picking him up? And then a big debate usually ensues. No, the guy is useless. You know, he doesn't want to get up. He doesn't want to stay up. And then, you know, the punchline of the whole thing is that, no, we never give up because Krishna never gives up on us. How can we give up? How can we give up when Krishna never... We have to become like Krishna, and qualitatively, like, we have to have that spirit, that spirit of never giving up and having faith in Krishna. So, now I got lost. Where am I? Anyway, before I get lost again, please... pray to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath that I can return to Radhadesh next summer. That's my intention. So, because I want to be connected to the Bhaktivedanta College. As far as I'm concerned, the Bhaktivedanta College and the educational initiatives in Mayapur are real lights. You know, they're real beacons of hope and light for ISKCON's future. And I always want to be involved here and in Mayapur. So you live here. So please, Gopinath knows you. So please petition them on my behalf that I may please return to this place and associate with my people, my Sangha. I love this temple room. It's so European, but it's so homey. It's so homey at the same time. You know, isn't it? It's great. It's the blessings of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Okay. Any more questions? Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go Premananda. Hare Krishna.
Bye.